Is this thing on? It's been a long time, but this is the news, according to me. Oh, it's been a long week. I'm sure you have all missed me. Mystified. I've been mystified by... I'm sure I'm missed. I'm not sure what's going on with this microphone. I'm not sure if it's going to work well or not. I have this headset on right now that seems to be... I guess it's using the headset microphone, apparently. I don't know. I'm sure it's been a long week. I'm sure most of you have really missed me, missed the show and missed me, and I've missed you. I've certainly missed you, each and every one of you, all three of you that listen to this podcast. The week has gone on. There's been a lot of interesting news, I must say, in the news cycle right now. We have, as I warned you last week, I would be in the frozen tundra over the last week. yesterday, I got up to 40 degrees. I thought springtime had arrived. But alas, it is back down to single digits again today. So I just thawed out just enough to melt stuff to make ice, you know, on the roads again, which is great. The temperature up here is not all that great. I'm in Appleton, Wisconsin until tomorrow. Tomorrow I go home. However, I got a call today that because of all the rain that we got at our abode at home, there is a bit of a problem with apparently a whole bunch of water in our basement, which is always pleasant to deal with when you're not at home. So I will be working on that. When I get home, I have some time at home. I'll work on that all the time I'm home, and then I'll turn around and, well, I'll go back to work until something else breaks. And I'll go home and fix that. And I'll come back. Go home. I come back and go home and back. Back and home. Home and back. Yeah, it's quite a life I live. The problem is there's enough water in the basement there that the carpet gets soaked, and that's a problem. That's a problem. So we're working on that. I'm not sure if this microphone is this microphone even working. I don't know if it's even working or not. Looks like it is, but I can't be sure. So I'm gonna maybe make an adjustment here. Maybe I can tell. Yeah, that looks a little better. Okay. It probably doesn't sound any better, but it looks better. So there's been a whole bunch of stuff going on. Now, yesterday was the official day we were told by the Biden administration that the Ukraine would be invaded. Of course, that day came and went, and it didn't happen. I think if I was Ukraine, I would be concerned if Joe Biden said, well, I guess the invasion isn't going to happen. Now you know. I've talked about political theater before, and I've got a really good example of that today. I'll be sharing that here in just a little bit. There's this thing called political theater, and they're trying to divert your attention from the ridiculousness that's going on at our border right now that nobody's reporting on. The ridiculousness that's going on in this administration. The uncanny, incompetence of people in this administration, people that he's hiring. The news cycle is it's just out of control. And that's the way they want it. That is absolutely the way they want it. Now, apparently, here's an example of the political theater that the left pulls. Now, you have to understand the legacy media out there, especially MSNBC, and MSNBC just continues to tout this idea that Trump is going to jail any minute now. He's going to be in prison any minute now. It's imminent. Ukraine's going to attack, and President Trump is going to jail. And they keep hauling out all these old guys that were involved in Watergate, in the Watergate investigation, and they're going after. They're saying, oh, yes, this is worse than Watergate. Everything he did is worse than Watergate. This is worse than... Which is exactly what is happening with Hillary, ironically. And she came out and had this speech the other day where she said, well, the right wing is going crazy again. And of course, they've got me in their sights again. Saying it's like the more things more, the more they close in on Donald Trump, the crazier the stories get about me. I think it's just about the opposite is going on there. Now you see this, it all revolves around what's happening with this January 6th commission. The January 6th commission is, if there was anything that was a made-for-TV operation, this is it. It's an absolute absurdity what's going on with that. It's embarrassing that it's happening. Liz Cheney and Kinzinger, I'm sorry. You are very pathetic individuals. I'm sorry to say it, but yes, you are. You are defining your life around this phony, baloney stuff that's going on. And somehow, I guess you think you're somehow going to win over. First of all, they're not Republicans. Well, they are. They're establishment Republicans. They're dinosaurs within the Republican community anymore. I mean, I don't think that the establishment Republican establishment is not going to live much longer. It is a power play, and there's a lot of money there. But people are not voting for those kinds of people anymore. They're, by and large, the people who are replacing them are people like Marjorie Taylor Greene and all that kind of thing. Of course, the news media is just all over that as well. The legacy media just says she's the most ignorant person on the planet, and she says the stupidest things, and you know, just the whole thing. They just go after her like crazy. They can ignore everything that their Ms. Cortez says. A woman who doesn't even know what a garbage disposal is. They don't say anything about that. It's so absolutely absurd. It's unbelievable. One of the most probably pronounced, most recent examples of political theater. Of course, now the state of Texas has a new law in place for voters. I think they just had a runoff of some kind or something, some kind of a special election of what some kind. And in the midst of this special election, what was interesting about it was that there was this there was a whole bunch of votes that were returned and rejected, mail-in ballots were rejected. You have to be very careful how you fill it out. Now, this is the point of this is you can't make it easy. Because then somebody can just sit in some office someplace and fill out 20,000 of them. It has to be very precise. If you don't want your vote or your ballot to be rejected and sent back to you, then go down there and vote in person. That's the way to do it. They found someone. I guess they've rejected like 4,500 ballots, or maybe it's more than that. Maybe it's 45,000. I don't know. Whatever it was, whole bunch of them got rejected. And of course, in true to form, they find a woman of color who had her ballot rejected. "I can't believe my ballot was rejected," she said. She was quoted in this article I was looking at. "I can't believe my ballot was objected." Well, if you filled out right, then it wouldn't have been rejected. That's the point. Now, was it just black people that got rejected? Is that the problem here? No. Let's do a poll. Let's take a look at the scientific evidence here and see how many white people had theirs rejected as well. I guarantee you that there's a proportional number of people who had their ballots rejected. And yet that's not the way they're going to report it. They're going to report only, they're only going to report on the ones who were people of color or minorities. Because they're the only ones who are, you know. So I guess I don't know if it was in Canada. I can't remember if it was in Canada or in the United States. I wish I had a better chance to look at the article that I saw. Apparently, a bishop, I believe, and another, there were two people, two entities, two church folk, who... one of them tweeted something about scripture, and the other one agreed with it. They are both facing, I guess, fines and imprisonment, the way I understand it, for doing so, because they're pushing their, I think it was in Canada, because they're pushing their, maybe it was in, it might have been in Europe somewhere, pushing their religious beliefs on someone else, making people feel uncomfortable, threatening people with their religious belief. This is not an attack on religious freedom. Everybody could say, oh, this is an attack on religious freedom. No, no, this is a direct attack on Christianity. They're not doing this to any, you won't find this in any Muslims. Muslims can say whatever they want, do whatever they say their things that they want to say, post whatever they want, and you dare not say anything bad about them, or now you're all of a sudden, you are the problem again. Yeah, it has gotten to the point where it's not just going to be a matter of, and just based on your religious view, they basically are saying, it's okay for you to have a Bible, but you can't agree with everything that's in it. That's what they're saying. They're basically saying, if you post something that's in the Bible that we don't agree with, then that we're going to punish you for that. This is a slippery, slippery slope, folks. It is coming down to this right now. It is going to be an issue of whether or not you have, and they may try to make them a deal where if you just denounce what you said, you know, we'll drop these charges. I don't know how you do that. I don't know how you know. Okay, I'll just give up my faith. Yeah, this is where it's going. And we were told this, right? We know that you will either have to choose. At some point, you'll have to choose whether you're going to. There's going to be a sifting process in this whole thing. And we will have to choose one way or the other and make a public statement or not. And the consequences will be proportional to that. So I leave you with this. We are in the midst, I think, of a ever-increasing potential for end time revelation stuff happening, apocalyptic stuff. I'm using big words like stuff tonight. I have been working, by the way, I've been working about, what have they been? I guess they've been 10 to 12 hour days, something like that. Today was it was about a 10 hour day. Monday and Tuesday Tuesday was a 13 hour day, a little over 13 hours. Monday was a little over 13 hours. Tuesday was a little over 13 hours, I believe, as well. Yeah, just about 13 hours. And, of course, yesterday was about 10 hours, a little over 10. And today was just about 10. Tomorrow, I will only work about 5 hours tomorrow. And then I will begin the journey home through the snowstorm. We'll see how that works out for me. Not exactly sure how that's going to go. Hopefully, snow will stop, and I'll be able to get through there. The biggest problem isn't my car will make it just fine. It's the current concern I have is that other cars will slide off and cause backups in traffic for 3,000 miles, and I'll need to be able to get around that somehow. I don't know how that works. But that's all I've got to say. That's all I've got to say about that. So this show is going to be kind of a short one. Tomorrow... Again, this is probably tomorrow. I will probably not have a show tomorrow. I'll be driving most of the day, getting in just in time for my, I have an evening meeting on Fridays. It's kind of my home group kind of meets on Fridays. So that's the group I will be meeting with. I'll get in just in time to be able to do that. So tomorrow evening, I won't have much of a show. Saturday, I might possibly have a show. However, I will probably be spending most of it slurping up water out of my carpet, I would imagine, at that point, and fixing the issue. I think I know what the issue is now. I just need to fix it. So at some point, I will be working on that all most of the week. So all this coming next week, Monday through Friday of this upcoming week, I will be, I'll have a show every day. I plan to have a show every day, every morning. And hopefully it will go well. I will try to get all that done every day, as long as the basement in my house is where my sound studio is. So it might be a little difficult to slosh around in there and get all that done. A couple other things have been going on. The air conditioner just kicked on. I hope that's giving me some nice background mood music. I don't know if that's affecting the microphone here or not. It probably is. Air is just blowing right on me. I have another thing, the trucker strike. I guess I haven't talked about that at all. The trucker convoy thing, Freedom Convoy. It's pathetic what they're doing up there. They've actually gone after their funds. They've gone after it's kind of scary actually what they've been able to accomplish with regard to going after. They're gonna go after crypto now, I guess, is the next thing. Now, if you understand anything about crypto, by doing so, they're only going to hurt themselves doing this. Because people are going to try to find a way to protect their money. And in doing so, it will make the value of it go up. It's really stupid on behalf of the Canadian government to have declared this emergency. The problem was he declared this emergency act to go after these truckers. The problem is protests. You can't declare the emergency because of the protest. You can declare an emergency because of something like a natural disaster or a war thing type thing, or some kind of something else that happens that you can declare, and this has never been declared before. So they declare these Emergency Powers Act so that they can clear the streets and do all this stuff, which is not at all what this legislation was put in place for. But looky, just like the Patriot Act was never intended, supposedly, to go after U.S. citizens, and yet that is exactly what they're doing. In the hands of evil people, they will use these tools. Because if you're willing to sacrifice liberty for security, as Benjamin Franklin would say, you deserve neither. And that's exactly what happens in these situations. But when you have a government that is not enforcing, doing their job and enforcing and upholding the law, and it becomes very difficult for the common citizen out there to constantly be on guard and protect themselves. They just want the government to protect us. That's the government's job, is to protect us and keep us safe. No, the government's job is not to keep us safe. The government's job is to protect our rights. We don't have a right to safety. We have the ability to keep ourselves safe, and that's what they're supposed to protect us from. See, this just to protect that right to safety, to self-protection. We forget those kinds of things come with the kind of liberty we're talking about. Come with a certain self-responsibility. I'm not just free to sit in my house and play Nintendo all day. Let the government send me a check so I can buy my tater chips, take my vaccines. So, I guess I'll just digress here. As the week goes on, I hear my music in the background here is coming in, so it's probably time for me to go, but... tomorrow there may or may not be a show. I doubt if there's going to be a show tomorrow. The possibility of a show on Saturday is very high, or Sunday possibly. But definitely the rest of the week, next week, there will be a show. Best I can tell, Lord willing, it will be a show every day, Monday through Friday next week. So once again, folks, thanks for listening today. Thanks for being patient with me this week. I will let you know what's in my cup next week. God bless everybody. Have a great night.